After two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks, the coffee chain closed 8,000 stores to train employees on racial bias. In Hartford, one small coffee shop has also used the controversy to bring in its own trainers. As Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa Della Torre reports, at the heart of this anti-bias workshop is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Sarah McCoy is a co-owner of Story and Soil Coffee, a specialty coffee shop that opened last summer in Hartford. She says the incident at Starbucks got her thinking more about racial bias. And while she can't think of any glaring racial issues that have popped up at Story and Soil,
I think we're probably naive. I think we think we're doing a good job, but I think it's an issue that our whiteness probably also shows at times, that we don't aren't aware of some of the issues.
McCoy is white, and so is a majority of the Story and Soil team on this Monday afternoon. They say they want the coffee shop to be a welcoming place, so they brought in trainers to talk to them about bias. Jason Friendland starts off the session by introducing himself.
So I come from a legacy of slavers. So we owned a slave plantation in West Virginia, the McCutcheon Plantation.
Friendland is a program director with ReCenter, Race and Equity in Education. ReCenter teaches schools, museums, and businesses how to be aware of everyday acts of oppression and how to change it. Part of that work is understanding the power system in America. As someone who's white, Friendland says society gives him unearned advantages.
Not because I did anything to earn it, but when I walk into a room, I'm assumed competent, I'm assumed worthy, I'm assumed innocent, because those are values of whiteness that get assigned to me.
Friendland is here with Derek Hall. He's another trainer from ReCenter.
My name's Derek, he, him, his pronouns. I'm black. I love everything black.
Hall says he's from Hartford and gets coffee at Story and Soil. He says he appreciates how they want to be proactive about racial equity, but part of the lesson today is experiencing discomfort. So he has this question.
Any racist stuff happened recently?
I just think it would be better if we thought of something that really happened.
I can think of one thing.
One of the baristas says two black customers were talking loudly one day, and that some white women in the shop seemed uncomfortable.
Did the white women say anything?
I heard one of them say, well, that's how they talk.
Isaac Field is another barista. He remembers how one customer was telling him this story about a woman who was upset on his bus ride. But the customer, who's Latino, used a racial stereotype to describe the woman, who was black.
I just kind of looked at him. And then another one of our customers, like a young white lady, was like saying, like, oh, well, like, why does her race matter? Why do you need to include that?
The staff does some brainstorming on how they could respond to racist comments. And then Hall, the trainer, brings up gentrification. Story and Soil has Instagram-worthy good looks, $4 lattes, and avocado toast on the menu. It opened in a predominantly Latino neighborhood, but on a small stretch of Capitol Avenue that is changing.
Who is likely to come to Story and Soil and feel like, I'm familiar with this place, I understand what happens here, I feel welcome here?
Most likely, white people, says co-owner Michael McCoy. He says the shop uses coffee beans that are fair trade, so they cost more, and that price trickles down to the customer. And not all the customers live in this neighborhood. Some are state government employees who work down the street.
The fact of the matter is people are going to be priced out of coming here on a regular basis. And white people are going to be priced out of that less often than everyone else.
Friendland, the other trainer, says a bigger force is at play. This notion that the target consumer for fancy coffee is affluent white people.
Inverse of that, people of color aren't welcome in nice coffee shops. It's about social racism that shows up at the ideological level, perhaps inside Story and Soil.
The two-hour session runs long, and afterward, people look exhausted. The McCoys say they want everyone to feel welcome there. In the end, they're left with no quick or easy solutions, but a willingness to learn and a commitment that this is the start of a journey. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.